Sports Betting Brethren. Bring it up. It is Tuesday, July 24th. July 24th, Tuesday, 2018. And as you know, we bring you the top picks on a daily basis and help educate you and give you the resources and the tools, the analytics, the information of how we've come to said picks. So we also connect you with the top sports books on the internet. We are affiliated with 7 of the top 10 sports books that have everything for everyone's needs. So contact us, let us know. We're kind of a concierge or a liaison between those books so we can get you with the best ones. And in the meantime, we have a couple of resources as well as far as Doc Sports Service and as well as sportsinsights.com. So make sure you stop by the website. If you want to get this information sent to you on nights or on weekends and holidays, please drop us a message either on Twitter or at the website itself. Just say, hey, wanted to get through to you. Make sure you send me these selections on those times, and we certainly will do that. So on to today's top picks. Got two of them for you. And we always, anytime we have a WNBA game, which to us, we've been hitting real, real well. Those have been following know that we've hit by far more than we've missed. We also know that everyone's watching or cares about the WNBA, even though it's an earnable, winnable opportunity. We do throw in one of our better MLB picks for you. So here's your two for the day. The first one's on the Atlanta Dream. The Atlanta Dream is going to be plus points here against the LA Sparks. We don't care. We feel like Atlanta's actually going to get the win outright. So we can actually formulate that line for you to give us what it is as of current. And again, we're going to use sportsinsights.com to not only check the best books, but also the percentages. And right now, as we look that up, we'll determine the dollars, which is kind of interesting to hear. It's always interesting to see where you stand on that. And right now it's showing that about 65% of the money, but yet 60% of the tickets is on the Sparks. So we like that. That creates that cross, that X. As you look at the graphs here, you'd see the higher ticket, you see it kind of conversely kind of crossing over. So we like that. And so again, we're going to be looking at about a +3.5, +4. The lines dropped. They're trying to entice more money on the Sparks. It went from 4.5 to 3.5. That's a sign. Trying to get, again, more money. This is purely driven on money. So they're trying to balance the books back out on that side. And we feel like the Atlanta Dream, probably going to get a win outright. So there you go. There's your WNBA pick. Get on it. Get it taken care of. The other one you have on MLB is the Detroit Tigers. And Detroit today is going up against the hapless Royals. We look at it as the Lion or the Tiger and the Gazelle. And definitely Casey is the Gazelle here. You've got Smith throwing for Kansas City. Although you have Jordan Zimmermann going up, been pitching very, very well. You're getting good value here. The lines actually flip from -110 opening up with Casey to -112 on Detroit. You do have about 82 to 80% of the dollars and tickets on Detroit. That's okay. We'll take that. How could a person in their right mind back Kansas City? So fade away. Earlier today, I want to let you know the Scott Spreitzer had a lean on the Miami Marlins. They did actually win today on a 9-3 early game. Most of us missed that, but I wanted to pass it along. Nice job, Scott, on that. So there you go. There's your two topics, the Detroit Tigers and the Atlanta Dream. Go get it. We'll be back tomorrow with more.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.